So good morning, everyone. This is Becky Smith's prayer call on Monday morning, the 24th of April, 2017, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. As you guys have heard this morning, the voice is a little deeper. No, it's not Becky. I am Mark Missigman. I'm sitting in for Becky while she's at a prayer retreat, as you probably heard last week. I have to tell you that her chair is pretty big. My feet don't even touch the ground, but I'll do the best I can for you. Speaking of Becky, I want to thank her for having the success that she's had in creating this call and having faith in me to do this for her. I'm very grateful. So as I said, my name is Mark Missigman, and some of you may have heard and been on last week's call and know that I was joining this week. And some of you may have saw the Facebook post and know that I was joining this week, but others may not have been aware of it. I am a John Maxwell team member and coach and speaker, as well as Becky is. I served in the Navy for 20 years, retired in 2004, and since then I've been a consultant. So I've been around a while. But all those information, in fact, those are just resume fillers. But if I could, if you allow me to get to know me a little bit better, because we're going to be talking about things today that will hopefully allow you to take a fresh look at yourselves and God and to understand that you hold the key to God's love in your life. Okay, so I'd like to tell you a little story about myself, if I can. All of us on this call, as it is a prayer call, are people of faith, right? We're Christians, and I call you my brothers and sisters because you are in Christ. Now, when I say brothers and sisters, I feel I know what I'm talking about. You see, I have a lot of them. So you may be thinking, how many does he have? 4, 5, or 9 brothers and sisters. Those would be all good numbers, but they would be incorrect. You see, I have 11 brothers and sisters. Yes, you heard that right, 11 siblings. Kind of crazy, right? I have 5 brothers and 6 sisters on an American football team and a water boy. With me being a water boy, because I'm the youngest, number 12, I have a twin sister. My poor mother, right? She was a saint. She took care of us every day, cooked and cleaned and did the laundry, among many, many other things that you can probably imagine. As we have several ladies on the call today, I presume most of you, if not all of you, are mothers in some way or another. One of my older brothers asked her why she and my dad had so many kids. Her reply was, they thought it would be a good idea. I'm not really sure what to do with that answer. Maybe they were trying to find the perfect one. As I said before, I was the last one. Growing up, things were interesting in our house. Now, me being the youngest boy, I had several challenges. First, with 5 older brothers, guess who was the tackling dummy, the go-fetch it guy, and the wrestling guinea pig? Oh, yes, that would be me. I had many bumps and bruises along the way, as well as a battered ego. But I have to tell you, as tough as my brothers were, none of those challenges from my brothers stood up to what my older sisters would do to me. They would dress me up. Those dresses and makeup and shoes I had to wear for my sisters, I still have nightmares. So, my brothers and sisters, I hope this gives you an idea of the man behind the voice and helps put you at ease a bit about me, for after all, I'm here for you, and I will do my best this morning. So, let me start with my teaching, if I may. Let me stand shoulder to shoulder with you this morning, and maybe my work today will help you navigate this world a little better and remain close with God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I hope to renew and refresh you in God's love and make God bigger in your life. I hope that I can do that, help you, and make things a little clearer for you. Let's see if I can. As I said, what I want to talk today about is God's love, His amazing love that we have come to know, and how our self-image and self-esteem relates to God's love. I will define what self-image and self-esteem are, give you some examples, and ask you a few questions about that. Then see how that relates to His love. And examine how these two things, self-esteem and self-image, come into play in our relationship with God. Okay, so here we go. So what is self-image? Self-image is how we see ourselves, our abilities, our appearance, our personality, looking from the inside out or looking from the outside in. So the question that we have to ask ourselves and that I want to ask you is, what is your image of yourself? Are you pretty? Are you smart? Are you funny? Are you nice? Maybe you have other questions that you ask yourself. When you go into a room full of people that you do not know, what is it you are thinking they see when they look at you? I'll give you a minute. Okay. What is self-esteem? Now, self-image and self-esteem are closely related. Self-esteem is how we value ourselves, our confidence in our own worth, our self-respect. What is your worth? Sorry, folks, I lost you there for a second on my back.
Yes.
Sorry, folks, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Mark.
Okay, my apologies. I'll go back and I'll start with self-esteem. Self-esteem is how we value ourselves and our confidence in one's own worth, self-respect. So what is your worth? Are you important? Who loves you? Am I as good as the next person? Do I respect me? How many of us have asked these questions to ourselves? At least secretly or quietly. Did you like the answer? Some days, maybe you did. Other days, maybe not so much. I don't know. It's okay. It's a lifelong question, I believe. Let me be a little vulnerable with you this morning. I'll share my own story as I struggle with my own self-esteem and my own self-image. As I said in my introduction, which I hope you found humorous but a little insightful, is that I'm the youngest of 12, and I have a twin sister. Now, the next closest sibling to us is our brother. He's 5 years older than us. But let's take a look at him for a second. You can imagine at 5 years old, he was the king of the castle of such a large family. He was the attention of mom and dad, of course. There's many pictures in our family album of him and my father tending the garden and doing odd jobs around the house, riding his bike, etc. But lo and behold, at 5 years old, two younger siblings joined the fray. And as you can imagine, he was not too happy about that. Now, he was only five, and it's no fault of his own. So as the younger brother, he certainly let me know his displeasure in my arrival. So if you fast forward in my life a few years, my approval and my self-image and my self-esteem was tied in with his, because as being a boy and him being my older brother, I wanted his approval, I wanted his attention, I wanted to be like him and hang out with him, and he wanted nothing to do with me, in a sense. It wasn't that bad. Don't feel too sorry for me now. But this led me to want approval from people, from everyone. I needed justification that I was worthy in some way. I spent years trying to please people, getting approval from the wrong people at some times. I wanted acceptance, validation, and respect. Although I had it from other members of my family, of course, my mother and father were wonderful people, but there was always this nagging feeling within me that something wasn't wrong. Something was wrong. Something wasn't right. Does that happen to you in some way? Maybe not in the same way I did, of course, but maybe in some other way, that you were wanting some acceptance and validation and respect, that that need hasn't been met yet. Possibly. This is a question for you to answer, of course. So another question that I have for you is, do you love yourself? Your initial answer may be, of course I do. And you probably do. But let's put it to the test a little bit. Everyone that talks to themselves a little bit of thoughts in their minds, do you really listen to what you say to yourself? What do you say? Let's be honest here, because this is important. I have to be honest, some days I'm a little too hard on myself. Some days I don't think too highly of myself. This is important to listen to our self-talk, because this has a great effect on your life, your success, your relationships, your happiness, but most important with your relationship with God. Now, my friend Bobby Allen wrote a book. It's called A Love Letter from God. And I'd like to take a moment to read from that, just a couple paragraphs, because I think it's important to what I'm trying to communicate this morning. So in his book, A Love Letter from God, on page 11, Bobby writes, "People in desperate search of personal self-worth, they want to know that their lives count for something, that they are important. This is not a sinful desire, because God created people with a need to be loved and valued. However, God is the only one who can meet this need in Christ his Son. Sadly, most people, even Christians, look instead to worldly things to find worth, significance, and security. Whatever makes you feel important is what you depend upon for your self-worth. It may be a career, looks, possessions, or intelligence. It may be even seemingly good things, such as Bible knowledge, your dedication to Christ, Christian service, etc. What you turn to in your moment of need could be your God or idols. Turning to the only true God is what is needed." From Bobby Allen's book, A Love Letter from God. If I could summarize what Bobby was saying here and what I'm trying to communicate, is the approval from people is misplaced approval. The only approval we need is to be in alignment with God. For me, this took a long time to be aware of that fact, even though I've been a lifelong Christian. Once I became aware of it, I had to take steps to overcome it, to turn that around, to know that when I'm in alignment with God, that I am approved. Because I had incorrectly thought the source of my self-image and self-esteem came from people and their opinion of me, when it should have been on how God sees me, what He says of me, what He thinks of me. When we get out of our way, we allow God in so He can live within us. When we take away our limitations and fix our eyes on God, then we are in abundant love. Because God loves us. Let us take a look at how God does love us. It has been defined often that God's love is communicated in John 3:16. He gave us His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish. I'm sure that we all know the words from that verse. As Christians, we know God loves us so much that He sent His only Son to earth to walk among us, to feel humanness, understand our temptations as humans, our pain. And then, as we know, He was sacrificed for our sins, the Lamb. This love is so big, almost too big for us to understand, but we know it as Christians. We believe it. We can feel it. I see it when I look at my granddaughters, who are almost 4 and 1, in their smiles and their laughter and their hugs. I am sure that you have visions or pictures of example how you see God's love in your life. Let us look to God now. Let us examine how God sees us. In Genesis 1, God created man in His image. In Psalm 8:5, God created me and you a little lower than the angels. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are the apple of His eye. He delights in our successes. He hears and dries our tears. He holds us in His hand and to His heart, protecting us from harm. How do we get in the way of this love for us, God's love for us? When our self-image and our self-esteem doesn't align with His vision of us. Now, we're human and we are fallible. I know I am. Someday, let me tell you about my mistakes. You may be shocked. Someday, you can tell me about yours. I may be shocked by you. The point is that there's no perfect people out there. But through our awareness of our self-esteem and our self-image, we can live more in alignment with God. We will be happier, more successful in our endeavors, have better relationships, and have peace in our lives. When we come closer to God is when we allow Him in and to see us fully. This is our ultimate goal, to be vulnerable to Him. As we know, in Him there are no impossibilities, no struggles, no tears of sorrow, only joy. That is the double bottom line, isn't it, when we are in Him? Because He loves us unconditionally. Through Jesus, we are close to Him. When we walk with Jesus, we live in accordance with His grace. In Christ, it says in John 15, I am Christ's friend. That's a pretty good friend to have, wouldn't you say, folks? In Colossians 2, it says, I am complete in Christ. I am complete in Christ. Hear that. I am complete. I need no more. I was created by Father God, and I am complete in Christ. So, my message to you, brothers and sisters, is simply this. Love yourself as the creation of our Father. We do this by creating a positive self-image of ourselves, a loving self-esteem. We stop any negativity and bad messages that we may have within us. We replace them with positive words from yourself, from your heart, from the God, because God is love. If for some reason you're having trouble with some bad words that you can't overcome, try this exercise, if you will. Every morning when you wake up and every night before you go to bed, say the opposite of yourself. Say the opposite to yourself of what those bad words may be. For example, if you say to yourself, I'm a loser. And so instead say, I'm a winner because I am Christ's friend. I'm a winner because I'm made in God's image. Say this out loud every morning and especially every night before you go to bed. I ask you to do this because your ears will hear it. Your mind will log it. Your spirit will feel it. And your soul will believe it. Do this every day for at least 30 days. This will build you up and create a positive self-love. And you will be closer to God's vision of you and His love. Now I may pray over you, folks. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless all these people on the line today. Bless them and help them see themselves as you see them. Wonderful human beings with greatness within them. You love your love permanently on their hearts. Allow them to go out into this world with their eyes focused on you, to share your message of love and grace. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be here and bringing this message to them, being the river of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here with me this morning. And thank you, Becky Spieth, for allowing me to do this. Have a great week, and thank you again.
Thank you, Mark. Really appreciated it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.